I am going to talk to you today about how you can make the potential sale or investment in your project go more smoothly. So my practice, I represent developers, but I also represent a lot of clients who are either looking to acquire renewable projects or particularly clients who are investing in renewable projects, tax equity investors and other types of investors, as well as looking at projects that are going into various yield co-structures and things like that. So I look at a lot of projects. And I know diligence is not a sexy term, and it's usually something that for the people that are the lawyers in the room, it's something that, oh, junior associates do that. And for the people that are companies in the room, it's, oh, you know, that's what our analysts do. But at the end of the day, if you don't do it correctly, you might never get to doing the fun part of the deal. I have seen so many deals fall apart, and pretty much everything that I'm going to talk about today, I have seen a deal fall apart because of each of these issues. We're going to go through kind of the top 10 issues. So this is meant to be something that is helpful, A, for the lawyers in the room who, like me, are looking at projects or who are helping their clients sell projects, but just as much for the developers in the room, and I know there's a lot of you, as well as consultants and people that help their clients sell these projects. So hopefully this is something that everyone here can take away at least a little bit from what it is. And so I basically just want to kind of open the black box, and particularly from the legal perspective. And so for the lawyers in the room, in your materials, you will see we actually included our diligence template that we use when we are looking at the big project contracts. And so that just kind of shows you what sort of terms are we looking at? What are we focusing on when we look at those contracts? You know, how do we quickly summarize those contracts so that more people can look at the terms and the important parts? So hopefully that's something that you find helpful. And I want to thank Megan Cedar, who's in the room, who helped me put a lot of these materials together as well.